Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ruby. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, thank you for coming. It's my pleasure. So, would you be able to delve a little bit into how you got into making music?
Yeah, sure. So, music was a thing that I discovered quite early on in my life, like around 10 or 11. And I was like begging my parents for piano lessons because like I was just searching up random like movie soundtracks and like video game soundtracks online, and I would come across their piano covers and people playing all over the world, and I was like, oh, the piano is the most beautiful thing in the world. So then I had to beg my parents, who have like not an ounce of musicality in them, to get piano lessons. And we found this teacher who was this very rogue, very DIY teacher, who lived like a couple streets away from me, and I paid like $15 for half an hour, and I did that for like 6 years. And then I think music was always a part of me, and it's kind of how I like navigated my like trajectory into other mediums. And like I studied it at film school as well, and I did sound there. And I don't know, it was something I always did but never really pursued. And then I went to America and I lived in New York, where I ended up, getting like Guardio, and then coming back with like a stomach infection, and like my intestinal lining
Oh
had
my
completely
God.
deteriorated.
Oh
Yeah, I lost
no.
like 20 kilos. It was crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah, and that was like maybe I came back to, and that was like maybe 2 weeks before lockdown, and here we are again. So I feel a bit Ouroboros-esque, but I also I feel like it's all too familiar. And like I said, like I think when I came back, I was like, wow, the sounds in my stomach of my intestinal lining repairing itself were so interesting. So like I just started re yeah so I started recording them, and then I started using contact mics and like learning how to do things audio wise, and just learning how to like record. Well, I knew how to record sound from film school and stuff, so I just kind of just like messed around with it for a bit, and then like med them like spread them out across MIDI tracks, and there we are. And then I kind of made that. I kind of just made music, and I decided to be a pop star. Like you kind
So
of have that
valid.
weird pivot where it's like, I'm allowed to try and be a pop star.
Yeah.
So
You just sit
I
down,
just
you
kind of had
think,
that switch.
I think I'm gonna be a pop star now.
Yeah. And I don't mean that in the sense of like, pop star, whatever, but I mean in the sense that like I'm allowed to try, at least.
Oh.
I feel like it's, why not?
Yeah, of course. And so, speaking of just the sounds of your stomach, and how you recorded them. Your new EP, in Bunche, is a kind of created from samples of international recordings and just a bit of everything. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about that new EP of yours?
Yeah, of course. I think also that's like a spelling mistake. I meant intestinal recordings, but it's like all
Oh my
good
God,
because I think
really?
I sent that. Yeah, no, but also international sounds hotter. So like I feel like,
Well,
Mr.
I mean,
Worldwide.
in a way, you like it is kind of internet. Well, they're international intestinal recordings because you
Baby,
got the
we're
stomach thing
international lovers.
overseas.
I feel like love lockdown.
Oh my God,
We're
true
in
love
it.
lockdown.
I was pumping that last night, actually. But anyway, it's yeah, so I made so that that EP is actually really special because it was the first time that I actually took myself rather seriously as a musician, in a way where I've been performing and playing music and making things my entire life, but I could never really settle on a mother medium that I thought I could kind of do, not with ease, but with almost with like, no, I want to say with ease. I feel like I very much like can navigate sonics quite warmly. And I found that, going into this EP, I wanted to really spread akin to and very much champion my Latinx heritage and my mother and our indigenous roots that exist within my mother, and my mother's side. And I wanted to be able to retell a narrative or a legend that exists in like Mapuche and Chilote legend, which is an Mbunche. And an Mbunche is, there's not many things. It's a very oral tradition, the way they're spoken of this legend, but it's essentially a child that is traded by their parents to a council of witches within like the local islands of in Chilote. Of Chilote, but they essentially deform the child, these witches, they deform the child for it to be one inadaptable to the rest of the world, but also to serve as the protector of the cave in which they kind of conduct a lot of their magical practices. So this child is like essentially, you know, cut its tongue off. Its legs are bent over its shoulder, and it's unable to cry, and it's unable to. It's only meant to moan, and it can only really wail, and it's seen as like the Chilean boogeyman, so to speak. Like, it's a tale that you tell kids, like, you know, if you don't go to bed, we'll trade you to a witch, and they'll turn you into that, and that's what you can hear in the distance. And I found this legend one so akin, so tied to me tether-wise, because I too am fucked. Like I thought this was like a very beautiful legend that was, you know, a child that, you know, is completely disfigured but has no narrative or a specific way to sing. And I wanted to create my own Mbunche. So I designed a four-part like anthology of its structure but also its narrative. So the first track, Mbunche, is literally my first design as its birth, to Atake, which is its first feast and its first meal, to Kwikavi, which is like the rave or like the ravenous track. And then we also have Epilogue, which is its death. And I wanted to design something that, you know, I could let breathe and I could let it sing and I could let it cry freely, within a more, you know, free creative sense, and then allow it to die on my own accord. But I want it to sing more than the legend has so far.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. So that's how
I made Mbunche out of that. And then it was a bit interesting because, you know, it's not necessarily in quotation mark digestible EP to kind of listen to on your daily walk, or like it's not necessarily something that you'd be like, I'm just gonna play this on the train, you know. It's it's something that I didn't necessarily want to design this EP to be, like I said, like I didn't design for it to be eaten smoothly. I wanted people to listen because I wanted to hear everything. Like, everything is so specific in the way that I design things, and you know, there's effort that I've put into that, and I feel like you can hear it, but also time and place, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say it's an experience made up of your own experiences, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And like a few of the tracks as well, you know, some of them, a lot of them are designed based off like swears that my grandparents were saying in the background that I've recorded closely. I have a lot of my abuela who's currently like suffering from dementia. A lot of her throat noises as well is a lot into that EP also. But she's also someone who like loves music so much, and she was someone who always loved to watch me play, and she was always the one that wanted to come to my lessons and just sit outside and sit next to me while I played. And I wanted her to play, so I designed, you know, I designed an instrument based off her vocals, and then I made her play it out on a keyboard, and I saved some of those phrases and I put them in. And some of them are lead melody lines, like Atake and even in Mbunche as well.
Gorgeous. Well, really quickly, before we have to go, and certainly last but definitely not least, you've just released your new single, Or. Would you be able to quickly tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. Or is a track I made out of pure hate. It's a track Amazing. That I designed right after a very horrible experience I had in my own personal life. And it was something that I very much had to chuck like a big old, you know, T-Swizz moment where I was like, I'm going to write about how I feel. So then I kind of came up with this, and Or is essentially now going to be the pivot into a new EP that I'm currently designing, which is going to be a four-track EP to counteract my previous EP in Mbunche, and it's titled Ke Cueva. And Ke Cueva is essentially it's going to be within the cave, and it's in my own cave, and it's going to be a rave cave. So I'm going to design a fun little moment, the descent part three, the re-up.
Amazing. Well, Wayon, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really exciting hearing about your music.
Thank you so much again for giving me the opportunity, Ruby. It's been great.
My absolute pleasure.